This is Davin's Den.
All right, there we go. We are back after a little extended thing. If you are listening live, apparently Zoom wasn't working properly. I don't know why. We tested it on Friday. I don't know why the shit's not working. I pay for it every month.
Yeah, weird.
So if it doesn't work, I guess I will have to, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do if it doesn't work.
I don't know.
And the thing is, it's not like you can't hear all of us, because if that was the case, I would just tell people to listen on the website, and then they could just watch. But the it's weird that they can just hear you.
I don't understand.
No, it makes...
I mean, it's delightful for the listener.
Yeah, it's amazing for everybody.
It's like listening to a one-sided conversation. Somebody's on the phone. You're only hearing one end of it.
I don't know. I hope it's working better now. I started a new Zoom meeting, but
yeah, I hope so too. I asked anybody that feels like chatting to let me know, but our chatters are being mostly silent tonight.
Well, I understand. They don't want to get our attention. I understand. I don't know why. I have it set up exactly as it was on Friday, where everybody loved the sound.
It was freaking mysterious.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell the issue is. I guess I'll try to pursue it, but the more technology you rely on, the more shit that goes wrong.
Oh God, so, that's so true.
So I'm not a fan. I'm all zoomed out, to be honest with you. I've had my fill of Zoom. All right, let's do some scamming scammers. Let's do that. Okie dokie. So, when we last left off, Michelle was pressing hard for fake Davin to pay for her to get a leave, even though everybody gets leave in the military. Everybody's allowed, and I told her exactly how much time she could get. So that was pretty much the crux of it, as I recall. Am I correct?
Yeah, and she was just kind of... leaving the conversation with just when things were getting good, and fake Davin sitting there going, well, where'd you go?
Yes, that is her MO. All right, so she's right after a post office, she says, yes, honey. I go, then what we do? She wants to have a rest. I go, okay, rest well. She goes, okay, love, where are you right now, honey? This is April 4th, 2020, by the way. I go, my adventure for the day, grocery shopping, LOL. Now, this is right in the thick of when we were all locked down with COVID, and I actually used to look forward to grocery shopping. Oh, what an adventure. I shall see a few strangers from a large distance away as we all cover up as I buy produce that was left out for everybody to breathe on. This seems perfectly safe.
Mm-mm. Good eats.
Joe, I'm sorry, no head coverings in the den. Rules are rules.
Who is that? I can't tell who that is.
I don't know who that is. But it does look like a thief, so I'm sure he'll be reporting it to the IRS.
Definitely.
So I go, my adventure...
Filling out his tax forms now.
Yeah, exactly. My adventure for the day, grocery shopping. I ask her, how was her patrol? She goes, it went well, honey. Honey, you mean you went for a shopping? I go, glad to hear it, sexy, and yes. She goes, okay, love. I go, what are you doing now? And I tell her I'm home. She goes, okay, love. I go, what are you doing, my queen? She goes, I'm just having some rest, honey. What about you? What about you? What are you doing, sweetheart? I go, I just put the groceries away. I will shoot some promotional video for my radio show and do taxes. It's all very exciting, LOL. So I'm. So it's probably what I did. I wouldn't lie about something like that. She goes, okay, love. I go, do you want to chat or should I let you rest? She goes, yes, honey, I need to rest. I go, okay, enjoy. She goes, baby, please don't be angry with me. I like this girl. She's always asking for forgiveness, and she should. Or I shall call.
Oh boy!
Or I shall call her a witch and have her burned at the stake.
She is not. She's not showing up as an owl, though.
No. I go, why would I be angry? She goes, I don't know. Oh, I'm just begging. Ooh, I like it when they just beg. I'm just begging. Honey, I love you so much, sweetheart. Bunch of kiss emojis and hearts. I go, honey, don't beg. I can think of more fun things for you to do. Well, if you were on your knees.
Oh, wow.
What? No?
No, that's fine. It's, you know, it's like, don't beg unless you're begging for something special.
Yes. She laughs. She goes, thanks, sweetheart. Talk to you later. Okay. Love you. I go, can't wait. Love you more, my heart. And then I send her a GIF of a man and a woman kissing, saying, I love you. I don't know if that
can't see it, but I'll trust you.
She goes, baby, love you more than you do. Baby, where are you right now? I go, I'm home, sweetie. What are you doing now? She goes, baby, I'm just rest like I told you before. I go, you're resting a lot. This is later in the day. Are you okay? She goes, baby, it's just that I'm not feeling too fine. What's wrong? I ask. Baby, it's just that I'm tired of staying here. That's why I said you should request for my leave. She's exhausted from what she signed up for. If I could just get her away, she could get up out of that bed.
I'm so tired from being in the military. If you could fix it, though.
I can fix it, she thinks. I go, so you're depressed. She goes, what? I go, honey, I did not mandate that there be no troop movement for 60 days. You seem depressed. Remember, and this was true, our military, there was no troop movement for 60 days due to COVID. She goes, baby, how many days have you spent already? I go, it's just a few, honey. You should have that information readily available to you. I am concerned that it appears they are not informing you of the situation. They're keeping her in the dark. Why is the military keeping her in the dark? Why won't they let her leave? They're not being honest with her.
Well, so that she doesn't know what things are, but she can grab them and use them.
Yes. She goes, but baby, you said that you will talk to my commander. My commander! Because so many times when I talk to the military, they say, my commander.
Yes.
Not the general, not the staff sergeant, my commander.
That's what I call Mr. Helix.
Yes.
Like a civilian has a say in any of it.
Right.
Well, Joe, I do. If they don't, I'll send them a fart jar.
They might like that.
They might. I go, after the 60 days, you know I'm a hated man in the military, right? You know it could do more harm than good, right? Now, I had told her I was dishonorably discharged, but now I'm telling her I'm a hated man.
Oh, nice.
She goes, what? I don't understand, honey. I go, I was dishonorably discharged. It's been covered up. I'm not well liked by the Army. Sure. I'm a bad, bad man.
Do tell.
Baby, you mean you will not request for my leave again? I go, no, I mean I will, but it can cause you bigger problems. If they find out we are together, they may never let you leave. Or worse, I worry for your safety, baby.
Ooh, how bad were you?
So bad.
Do you need to be punished?
I do need to be punished. Beg for it. She goes, baby, request for my leave. I pray that our commander grant me leave. You pray? Why don't you just fill out the paperwork yourself, stupid? It'll work better than praying.
That's so dumb.
I go, when the 60 days are up? She goes, baby, when the 60 days will be up? Damn it, I don't have a calendar. How am I supposed to keep track?
I can't tell time. We don't have the concept of time here.
No.
Yemen is timeless.
It's a vacuum.
Yes.
I go, honey, I don't know off the top of my head. Ask your information officer. She goes, okay, love. I go, now get naked. Because I'm the king of segues. She goes, baby, you mean you are naked now? No, I mean I want you to be naked now. God damn it, I can't type in any more plain English.
I'm sure she has plenty of privacy in the Army.
Well, she's on post. She goes,
that means.
She goes, why will I do that, honey? Because I want to make love to you, baby. She goes, okay, love. If only it was this easy. I go, you'll get naked? She goes, what are you wearing, sweetheart? I have on jeans and a t-shirt. I guess you vanished. Well, that went nowhere.
She did it again!
Then she comes back, because I'm naked now, like you said, honey. This is what we're talking about. Finally,
okay.
A scammer who listens.
Now, where is she naked? Is she in the barracks?
She might have a private room. I don't know, Joe. I mean, some have private rooms. I don't know.
Well, see, you know, she says on post, and I can't help it, but I just picture, like, this guard tower, you know, where, you know, people are usually walking back and forth with rifles looking to shoot at anything that moves. And I just picture her up there, like, stripping. Like, that wouldn't be noticed.
Well, she didn't actually say she was on post this time. I said that. She didn't say
that. Oh, okay.
I go, you want to have some fun, baby? She goes, okay, love. So what are you wearing, sweetheart? I go, nothing. She goes, what? I don't understand. It's going to be very, very difficult.
How much clearer can I make it?
I would say it's going to be very hard, but it already is. Anyway, I go, oh, sorry. I mean jeans and shirt, baby. Is my lady naked? She goes, yes, honey. I go, imagine I lay you down on our bed and I am kissing you. Your lips are full and sweet. She goes, I'll be very happy to do that with you, honey. Honey, I'm feeling to have sex with you right now. And that's the way every woman's always said it to me. I'm feeling to have sex with you right now.
I am feeling to have sex with you. Why does she talk like Borat?
Because she's not American, stupid.
I know, but you know what? That's not a good enough excuse. Yeah.
I go, I feel the same. Honey, start caressing your breasts and imagine it is me. She goes, okay, love, is what I'm doing now. I go, good, baby. As I do that, I whisper into your ear that I love you. She goes, baby, are you naked now? I go, yes, honey. She goes, okay, love. I go, what would you like me to do next, honey? She goes, be touching your dick and feel like it's me that is sucking your dick. Oh, her English got,
Alrighty, then. Her
English got pretty good right there.
Yeah, wow. You almost, like, imagined it. And you threw up in your mouth a little.
I like the way she says it, like a pirate. You'll be touching your dick now.
Well, isn't it?
Why do you ruin the only things that I have that are nice?
Your two toys?
I mean, me and this lovely woman, Michelle, that's who she really is, in Yemen, and me here in New York, we're having this intimate moment, and you got to, like, play Pirates of Penzance over there. And now Pip has gone too long without a feeding, and she's chewing on a plastic bottle like a Rottweiler. Perfect.
It's a little fuzzy toy I have that looks like a cup of coffee.
I'll tell you what, really, anything that has been thrown out a car window winds up on your desk during this show.
Yeah, pretty much.
She goes, be touching your dick and feel like it's me that's sucking your dick. Never heard a pirate say that, Joe.
You know, those pirate missions went on for long, long stretches of time.
I guess. I go,
I ain't be sucking your dick.
Pirate porn, my favorite. I go, oh,
that's sexy talk. Come
you
on,
guys, you guys are, you know, Pip. For like 10 years, you've clamored for sexy talk. You get the sexy talk, and you abuse the sexy talk.
This is why my husband hates me.
Oh, there's a long list. I'm sure this is down somewhere between 10 and 15. I go,
it's on the list.
I go, oh, yes, the thought of that gets me so hard. I want to lick your pussy. I love the thought of my dick in your mouth, baby. She goes, baby, I'm touching my pussy now. This is the most graphic a scammer has gotten that wasn't pretending to be an animal.
Yeah, but she might be petting a cat, you know?
There's no cats on base in Yemen, stupid.
You never know.
There's no cats on base in Yemen.
It could be an Abyssinian.
Okay, Pip, thank you.
Desert cat, a Savannah cat.
A Savannah cat? That's not a Georgia cat.
No.
I go, tell me how it feels, baby. I'm stroking my dick. She goes, I feel like it's you that is fucking me, honey. Well, that's good. I go, how many fingers are inside of your pussy, baby? Wow. It's really, you know, it's absurd to write it the first time. It's even more absurd to read it on the air.
It's on.
It really is. It really is. I go, I want to fuck you so badly. Your legs wrapped around my waist as I give you my cock, which like my heart, belongs to you. Well, that's kind of sweet.
I love the way this is about as tantalizing as a tax audit. I would like you to circle your tongue around my balls, and while I finger you.
Well, if you put it like that.
Yeah, well, you read it in that voice, Joe. But, like, if you... No, it's if you imagine it's a man and his girl, a man and his woman, you know, it's, you know, this is, I guess, how it would go down, you know.
Joe's version does sound like the tax audit version of sexy talk. I am suckling you. If you do it in a robotic voice, anyone's gonna scream.
All over your suckly breast.
Well, you know what? I can read it. I can read it in sexy voice too. I can do that.
I don't know.
It's like a blowjob. Like they call it a job. Like if a teamster, you're gonna say, "I got a work order to suck a cock."
Really?
Who's cock am I sucking here?
Do you have that triplicate?
It's so nice to hear 1991 Blue comic working. So nice to hear. And Pip heard it like it was the first time. Oh, Pip, what a team player. Will the audiences be seeing your analysis of a blowjob this weekend in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania?
No.
That's a shame, because judging by Pip, it would go over huge. So I'll continue.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, no, she didn't say that. I'll continue.
Not yet.
She goes, "Baby, I put two of my fingers inside my pussy." So is this a man or a woman?
It's a man.
I think this is a woman. And the reason I'm saying that is because before, whenever Fake Davin tried to get into the sexy talk with them, they would always shy away, like, "I'm not talking like that with a dude," but this woman is good to go.
So she goes, "Baby, I put two of my fingers inside my pussy." I go, "Oh God, that's so hot. Are you getting wet, baby? Imagine my dick is thrusting in and out of you as I stare into your eyes. How does it feel, baby?" She goes, "Baby, I feel happy whenever I'm chatting with you here." Okay.
Wait, what? No. No, take it us out of the mood.
It's like,
it's nice to chat with you too. Let me drink tea and stick my pinky up in the air. No, you just had two fingers inside you, and now all of a sudden, I'd like to chat with you too. What? No.
Poor Pip.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Pip. Maintenance just showed up with a wet vac.
Knocked on the door heavily. Wait, no. Hey.
We were getting wet and moist. What's going on?
What are you doing?
She goes, "Baby, I feel happy whenever I'm chatting with you here." I go, "I feel the same. I mean, how do you feel physically? I want you to come, baby. I want you to imagine you are in my arms and I kiss you as we make love. Our bodies moving as one." She goes, I don't know that I will still meet a romantic and caring man like you. Okay.
Now you want to talk right now? Shut up.
So I said, Instagram is a magical place, because that's where he met.
Yeah.
She goes, "I thank God for giving me a romantic and caring man like you." Yes, honey, it's true. I go, I thank God for you. Are your hands still in your pussy, baby?
Can we get back to that? Hello?
Hello? Pip's vagina isn't going to wet itself. Pip just like, "Over here now."
Fine.
She goes, "Yes, honey." I go, "Are you very wet?" She goes, "Yes, honey. I'm about to come, honey." I go, "Come for me, baby. Come on my dick. Let me feel you. Come, Michelle. I love you." She goes, "Okay, love. Love you more. Bunch of kisses. I love being inside you." Then I give her a huge eggplant emoji. And it's a throbbing eggplant, I must say. I'm looking at this eggplant, and it's an eggplant in motion.
Is it moving?
It's a moving eggplant.
I like it. Well, it's in keeping with your story. At least it's not, I enjoy chatting with you in the middle of coitus. Thank you.
No, this eggplant is all a quiver. She goes, aw. I go, say my name when you come, baby. She goes, this is so nice, honey. I go, it is, baby. It is special. She goes, yes, honey, and I love it. I go, I've never done this with anyone before. I'm glad you were my first. Your pussy is so tight, baby. I love it. That's probably a dude. Well, it's a dick hole.
You know what pussy's tight. You're not there.
It's a fart, you know.
You're lying.
You know, Joe.
You're lying.
Funny you should ask. It's like a three-car garage. I don't have lips. I got bay doors.
Yeah, but you have a whole Buick to fit in that garage. You know what I'm saying?
You know, you can just imagine Joe being awful at something. Poor Joe's girl. All of a sudden, Joe's girl's trying to get into it, and Captain Literal shows up on the other end. Wait a minute! You can't get in that position. You have an arthritic hip.
You can't get literal in the middle. Oh, I love how you show her a throbbing eggplant. She goes, "Aw, it's not a puppy. It's not a cute little puppy. Jesus Christ, aw."
Joe's like, "I'm hungry too."
It's not time for aw.
Eggplant gives me agita.
Yeah, and you give me agita, so I'll make sure I send you some eggplant emojis. I go, his baby is special. She goes, yes, honey, and I love it. I go, I've never done this with anyone. Oh, wow, my eyes. With anyone before. I'm glad you are my first. Your pussy is so tight, baby. I love it. She goes, me too, sweetie. I have not done it before. Oh, I go, oh, I am honored to be your first. Your dick is big. I love it, honey. Me too, sweetie. And shut up, Joe. How do you know what size my dick is? I don't need to hear your analysis.
You're lying again.
I'm not lying again.
I think Joe is playing his own drinking game during this segment.
Yes.
Whenever he gets uncomfortable, drink!
Yes. Joe doesn't like hearing about another woman's pussy. He's not that type of creep.
I'm just waiting for that woman to burst in the middle of your lovemaking and bite one of you in the groin.
Nope. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to grab it. She goes, me too, sweetie. I go, and it's about to explode. She goes, yes, of course. I'm so fucking turned on, baby, I say. She goes, baby, are you holding your dick? She's like, really? It would appear that she's really into this.
Yeah.
Well, are you?
Right now I am. Not at the time. But right now, during this show.
Anything for ratings.
Sure. I go, oh, God, yes, imagine it is you at this very moment. She goes, baby, I'm feeling it on it. I go, baby, rub your clit as you fuck yourself. She goes, okay, love. I go, I'm imagining my dick is covered in the wetness from your pussy. Well, that was graphic.
Well, yeah, because she's going with it. I mean, sure.
This is very explicit. This would not...
This would not... Oh, we couldn't have done this in our clean segment we were doing for terrestrial radio.
Well,
can you imagine?
Well, I mean, if my dick is wet, I'm assuming it's clean. No.
Yeah.
She goes, baby, will you feel? I go, I will feel anything you want, lover. I'll do anything you want. I just want you to come for your man. She goes, okay, love. I'm coming now, honey. I go, yes, come for your man. Come on my dick, baby. Say my name, Michelle. Release it for me, love. Are you coming, baby? I'm releasing now, Davin. Wow. All right, so we have completion, allegedly, with a scammer. We've certainly never had that before.
No. And she was able to type at the same time, which is mega impressive.
Well, I mean, that's what you do. You get good at this shit, I guess. I go, give it to me. Let me pound your pussy as you come and feel you shiver under me. You know what? I think that's fine writing. I don't care what Joe says. I think that's fine writing.
You know what? Penthouse Forum had much worse.
I think so. She goes, what about you, honey? Are you coming? I go, not yet. Once you come, I will come if you like. She goes, have you received it, honey? Like it's a UPS package.
Have you received it? I have received your gift.
I go, did you come, baby? She goes, yes, I've come, honey. I go, tell me how it felt. Lots of details. Pip wants to know.
Inquiring minds. On the stateside, you have no idea.
She goes, you, come, I need it, honey. What? I go, but baby, I want to make you come again. She goes, you come first. I go, then I will be sleepy, LOL. Let's come together, okay? You there? I want to come together. She goes, okay, love. You know what? If you can't make a scammer with multiple orgasm, who can you make multiple orgasm?
Well, but the other thing is, like, can't give you a moment? Jesus.
Have you noticed Joe can't look at the screen during this segment? He's looking away. Shy Joe. He can't look at me during this segment.
Well, come on. You're talking about sexy talk, and he's not going to, it would be scarier for me if he was looking penetratingly into your eyes while you're talking.
Joe is just so uncomfortable with this whole thing. Poor Joe's girl. The repression that she has to deal with.
Well, you know, I mean, it is an unusual exercise to be sitting there going, and then what did you tell her?
I don't know. You're pretty adept at it.
it's bedtime story.
Exactly. She goes, okay, love. I go, okay, come to the edge of your bed and bend over and I will take you from behind. Does that sound good? She goes, baby, I want to tell you that I will go and do my duty. We are going for a patrolling. I go, now?
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 I'm hovering right outside. You know, what do you mean now?
Here's where you go. It could be a dude. I mean, she's come and she is done.
She didn't even ask for a sandwich. She's just out the door.
I'm out. Listen, don't look at me. Don't call me. I got to go. I feel so dirty.
She can certainly switch gears very quickly.
She can. I go, now? She goes, in next 5 minutes, okay? I go, let's go quickly. She goes, please don't be angry with me. No, I'm not angry. I go, do we have time too quickly? My dick is rock hard, baby. She goes, okay, love, are you coming? I go, tell me what you will do to me and I will come. Because I'm coming again now, honey. God bless her. This soldier's a trooper. Look at Joe. Joe's all stern and mayhem and upset because a scammer's having a good time and not making any money. She goes, because I'm coming again now, honey. I go, yes, baby, so hot. Just feel you around my cock. Okay, love me too. I I don't know.
I love me too.
I go, I want to fill you up. She goes, okay, love. I go, do you want me to come in you or pull out? She goes, in me, sweetheart. What a team player. What a team.
They can have imaginary children.
Possibly, yes.
Well, she's a goer.
Well, then if she gets imaginarily pregnant, she'll get her imaginary leave. It all works out.
There you go.
I go, oh yes, so close, baby. She goes, yes, honey. I'm waiting for you to come home. For you to come home. What? I am home.
Okay.
I go. I go, you want me to come now, baby? She goes, come, baby. I'm waiting for you. I go, okay. I'm going to explode in you. I go, oh, fuck. That feels so good, Michelle. She goes, are you coming, honey? Yes, honey. So much come. It's scary, LOL. Scary, I tells you.
Wait, which one of you was talking about so much come?
I did. So much
come. Oh, okay, like a tidal wave.
like I was priming a wall in a new house. That's...
So much.
It's blotchy.
Stucco.
Oh, it's got that stucco look. Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Throw a tissue up there.
Yeah, well, I've been scamming my scammer for a while, so,
She goes, okay, love. I go, you fucking drive me wild. Did you come a second time? She goes, yes, honey, I'm coming. You're coming now, baby? Yes, honey, I'm coming. I go, give it to me, my love. She goes, I'm coming. I'm coming, Davin. This is a lot of talk for no money. This is a lot of talk for no money exchanging hands.
Yeah, really. I mean, that other broad was getting money for farts, for God's sake. she's just like, oh, let me give you all the sexy talk, and you know, I'm ready to go, except if I'm on post, and then apparently she does things there too. I mean, wow. Others were really reticent to talk about the sexy talk.
Well, except for, what was it, Mary, who came on my pictures of me. That was interesting.
That was repulsive.
No, I don't think so. I go. Oh, yes. Turns me on when you say my name. She goes, have you received it, honey? I say, oh, yes. She goes, okay. I go, how'd it feel? She goes, talk to you later, honey. I go, LOL, fuck me and go. And then I laugh. She goes, I'm going for a patrolling like I told you before. I go, I know, hon. She goes, love you, honey. I go, do you want to do this in the future? I love you, Michelle. Yes, honey. I go, me too. It was amazing to do that together. So, I mean, this is like a big thing in their relationship.
And obviously, if somebody was, you know, lonely and they haven't maybe, you know, had sex with people in a long time, this would be like...
I don't know if that's true. I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know what's going on the other end.
No. I mean, if it wasn't fake Davin that was on the other end of this, if it was like some other dude, and she was like, you know, good to go like this, he'd be like, this is the most excitement I've had in a long time. He'd be all in.
Yeah, no, I would think so. I would think it would definitely make somebody feel much closer.
Yeah, absolutely. Because even though this is all bullshit for radio, it's like it's very intimate. And so, like, the power of the persuasion and, like, putting themselves in that position could feel like a real relationship to somebody.
I'll tell you what, there's nothing more intimate than sharing these conversations with you guys.
What's that?
There's nothing more intimate than sharing these conversations.
Thank you. Every week we have a three-way, so we should be able to talk about these things.
Sure. She goes, that's why I ask you to request for my leave, so that we have sex in person, not in cyber sex. And back to work.
Back to business.
Pull up the pants, wash the hands, and back to work.
back to business. Okay, that was really nice. Now, can we talk about our terms?
Listen, everybody's as Joe likes to say, everybody's got a job to do.
Yeah.
I go, I know. You just want to fuck me and nothing more. I'm just your personal orgasm machine, LOL. She goes, no, honey, it's not like that. You know I love you. I go, I know, baby. I go, you know I like to play. She goes, or have you forgot that I am in a deployment and... And I go, no. Like, have you forgot? Did I make you cum your brains out and you don't remember what's going on, stupid?
You don't remember where you are. Oh, am I supposed to go on post, or am I going down to the bar?
She goes, okay, love. I go, you made quite the mess of my bed, Michelle. She goes, talk to you when I'm back from patrolling. Honey, love you. I go, okay, be safe, baby. Love you, too. She goes, okay, love, I will. I go, good girl. Otherwise, I'll have to come to Yemen and break some skulls. And I think that's a good place to leave it.
Very good.
On breaking skulls.
So what do you guys think of that?
I have a hard time imagining that's a dude.
I think it's a dude.
Why, Joe?
Does it make you
uncomfortable that two kids are falling in love?
It just seems very matter of fact.
No, I think that's the voice in your head. I don't know if it's matter of fact or not, but I think you're inferring that tone. I don't, you know, there is a language barrier.
Oh, yeah, yeah, which makes some things hilariously awkward.
Yes.
And it's, like, hard to keep on track. It's sexy talk. It's like, don't laugh now. Don't laugh.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. Listen, I have no idea what's going on the other end. It's possible it's a dude trying to earn some money. It's possible it's a woman trying to earn some money. It's possible it's a woman who came. I have no way of knowing. But we just know that this, for our experiences, is different. They don't usually go this far.
No. As a matter of fact, other times it seemed like they were very interested in, well... they gave a lot of talk about being religious, and then they seemed kind of prudish and or uncomfortable about talking about sex, you know, overtly. And then this person is just like, we're coming all over the ceiling! You know, I mean, she's not holding back or at all, you know? She's just like, I'm grabbing your dick! It's like, well, no foreplay for you tonight? Okay.
My type of gal. She just wants to grab a dick.
And you know what? I applaud her need to every once in a while just grab a dick. it's surprising that this one has gone, you know, graphic and is like seems to be comfortable talking that way because the others have not.
Yeah, this one even did it. This one even came twice. So good. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Joe doesn't like when we have sexy talk. Joe prefers we talk business. Joe likes.
can I Can I add up the debits and credits? Oh, add my credits, baby. Yeah.
Joe feels very uncomfortable when two kids bullshitting have a moment of ecstasy. He's very uncomfortable with that.
But are you up to the subtotal? Are you up to the subtotal? Total!
I'm totaling. I'm totaling. Oh, I totaled.
Oh, I love some really good time with an adding machine. I'm whipped.
Was it good for you? No, I operated at a loss.
I ran out of tape. Yes. I ran out of paper tape. Yes. Damn it.
All right. So that is that for this week. Joe, I know you're with me this weekend. Anything else going on this week or next week?
No.
Good. Okay. Before I tell you where I'm going to be, I want to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support.
Thank you, Russ.
He will be in studio with us on February 1st. And we want to, if you guys need a comic, either via virtually, Zoom, we can do that Laugh at Home Comedy, or in person, Side Splitting Productions, go to davincomedy.com. Phone number 551-401-3094. All right, Friday and Saturday, Joe and I will be at the Harrisburg Comedy Zone, oddly enough in New Cumberland, Pennsylvania. For tickets, call 717-920-5653, 717-920-5653, 8 o'clock show on Friday and Saturday, January 14th and 15th. Next week, no show, no Davin's Den, but I will be on January 18th. I'll be at Smokestack Brew in Mishawaka, Indiana. For tickets, call 574-520-1060. Wednesday, January 9th, I will be at Comedy Night at the Knickerbocker in Lafayette, Indiana. And I'll be with Sean Shank on this whole tour. For tickets, call 765-423-2234. And then Thursday through Saturday, January 20th through January 22nd, January 20th to 22nd, I'll be in Louisville, Kentucky at the Caravan Comedy Club. For tickets, call 502-459-0022. Last time I did this tour, I was stricken with COVID. So it's nice to be back. I'll be healthy because I can't get the COVIDs no more. I already got the COVIDs.
Hey, you got to bring me back to that club. I liked it there.
No, I don't have to bring you back. You have the contact information. I take Sean because with Sean, I don't have to drive. I fly in. Sean does the driving. I pay for gas, and I don't have to drive 12 hours. I offered you the fucking Bahamas. Haven't I given you enough? Relax.
So, yeah, but Joe brings a purse. I'm sure Sean doesn't.
No, that's true. When working with Sean, I've never had to double back to look for a purse. That is true.
You know what? He enriches your life in this way.
No, I owe Sean a good tour because last time, I was ill, and I was not fun. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? You couldn't help it.
No. And I wound up getting him sick, and he got his wife sick. So.
Oh, jeez.
I will be COVID-free. COVID-free, hopefully cootie-free, ready to rip-roar, ready to do it, hopefully not pass out in between shows like last time, ready to roll. But, Joe, you have the contact information. Just contact Diana. That's all.
Yeah, give me that information again.
Yeah, you'll get right on that, I'm sure. Anyway.
just keep your distance from people anyway. And no, none of this kind of sexy talk with anybody on the road.
I do it from the stage. I do it from I take out the
dudes are looking away.
I take out the Polish condom. I go, "Are you touching yourself? I want you all to come." I want
okay, he's working blue. Okay.
Everybody touch yourself. Rub your tits, everybody. Can you imagine?
First this side of the room. Now this side of the room. Now all together.
Everybody would need the Gallagher splash zone, like the tarps that Gallagher used to have.
It's like they would have to Scotch guard the whole place before you got in there.
Yes. So we are off next week. We will see you in 2 weeks on the 25th, February 25th.
Yeah.
So have a good couple of weeks, everybody. We certainly appreciate you guys hanging out with us. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Joe?
Tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening or watching.